Madam Chairman and friends. I think nearly everybody knows by this time that, so far as possible, I prefer to give complete courses of lectures. That is to say, not just one single odd isolated lecture on one particular occasion, but a whole complete course of, say, 6 or 8 or even 10 lectures. And there's a reason for this, a very definite reason. The reason being that a course of lectures enables one to explore any given subject systematically, to cover all its aspects, to look at it from all possible, or at least many, different angles. And it also gives one, it also affords one, the opportunity of exploring that particular subject in depth. Not only that, but we find as we go on, from week to week, exploring now this aspect, now that aspect, penetrating a little more deeply still. We find, proceeding in this way, that interest builds up, concentration even builds up from week to week. Because each week we see just a few more pieces of the jigsaw puzzle, as it were, fitting into place. We see gradually before our eyes, as it were, chaos reduced to some sort of order, some sort even of harmony. Not only that, but each week adds to our information on that particular subject, and not only adds to our information, deepens, perhaps, we hope, our understanding of it. And as the weeks go by, as we gather information, as we understand more deeply, we feel, perhaps, that we are getting somewhere, that we're beginning to see, beginning to understand. One might say, in fact, that following a course of lectures in this way, in this manner, is very much like going on a journey. Some of you may remember that last winter I spoke in the course of the lectures very much in these terms. In fact, I may even say that I rather overworked this particular metaphor. And this is why I haven't been using it this year, this metaphor of the journey, even the pilgrimage. But tonight I'm afraid I'm tempted rather to revert to this particular metaphor, just at least for this week. And there's a special reason for so doing. And that is that tonight we find ourselves halfway through our present journey. That is to say, halfway through our current course. We've had 4 lectures, 4 more, including tonight's, are yet to come. Now, when we are travelling to a certain place, when we're on a journey, and when we find ourselves halfway there, what is it that we usually do? Well, when we find ourselves halfway there, what we usually do, or would like to do, is to stop for a little refreshment. We like to stop and find perhaps a nice, a comfortable halfway house. But I'm afraid that tonight I've no refreshment to offer. There's no halfway house here. In fact, I'm going to offer instead a short recapitulation of ground covered so far, which some people find, far from being refreshment, some people find rather hard, not to say unpalatable, fare. Others, however, find the recapitulation of this sort rather useful, especially if they have been obliged to miss a lecture, or if even they've come in, as it were, to the course, the whole course, halfway through.